Brian Bloodaxe, Episode 2, written by Tony Foster, directed by Lauren Sturgis. Proudly brought to you by Bamalan Productions, bringing new talent to your ears.
Sorry, children. It'll all be worth it at the end of the day. You'll see.
The plan worked, then. Project Hidey Hole.
Schoolboy error for getting the headphones, but yeah. And I prefer the term gaming fortress. Certainly worth lugging all these kids up into the roof space. A small price to pay for privacy.
And did I hear right? They're coming to find you in-game. Oh, we could do with some help.
They wouldn't last 5 minutes. It's all infinite lives and tutorials nowadays. Digital massage for the attention deficit generation.
Well, I could do with a massage for my bow arm right now.
Come on, Vlad. We're the Pac-Man generation. The first of our kind to sit indoors on hot summer days with a cutting straw.
I have a summer of 76. Rickets and tunnel vision.
And look how far games have come since then. But does any amount of fancy graphics and digital hand-holding replace that original spirit?
The only spirit I'm interested in right now starts with single and ends in malt.
We're the pioneers of a new age, plugged into the matrix and stripping away the layers of illusion, all from the comfort of our armchairs.
Or attic!
Ew, what's that smell?
Oh, odour nerd. Just as I remember.
Shh, they'll hear you.
But hardly. Look at him. Dead-eyed zombies.
Let's log on and get going. There's a couple of screens over there, next to that lad in glasses.
Oh, crud.
What?
His realm's passworded. Oh, this was a terrible idea. What do we know about RPGs, anyway? I'm more of a Call of Duty guy myself.
And I'm an Angry Birds bird. What's an RPG, anyway?
The game Dad plays.
You said it was Vikings of something or other.
The type of game he plays is an RPG, which simply means...
Role-playing game. But I think you'll find Vikings of Valhalla is a massively multiplayer online role-playing game. An MMORPG.
Yeah. Right, well, anyway, as I was saying...
I just couldn't help noticing what you were up to.
Not much, apparently. Unless you're any good with passwords.
Yeah. What realm is it?
Run along, son. I think we can deal with this.
Don't be hasty, Ross. It's Asgard.
Oh, that's where I'm playing. Well, not so much playing as laying waste with extreme prejudice. I'm Kevin, by the way.
So, you know the password?
They're all for you in there, aren't they?
You're not exactly shaving regular yourself.
Fair point.
Look, I'm trying to find my dad.
Our dad?
It's a long story.
Oh, does it end with a campfire sing-song and bacon foil blankets?
If you could just tell us, please.
Buy us a Red Bull and we'll talk.
Well, great. Kevin, was it?
Not you, son. Oh, I was talking to your sister here. Oh. Yeah, Kevin's the name. Euthanizing is the game. Welcome to the machine.
Do it, didn't you? Despite everything we agreed. Well, this time you just... Len?
Here be dragons.
Well, we'll have to wait. I'm getting pins and needles.
Shh. I might go incommunicado for a bit, Vlad.
Well, enjoy chasing your dream, because I'm certainly going to enjoy chasing mine.
Is that Patty?
Shush, I said. She can't know I'm up here.
You've taken what's ours, so... Now I'm taking what's yours. Let's see how you feel.
She doesn't sound very chuffed. What does she mean?
Some sort of revenge, I guess.
Ooh. Grand Theft Auto?
There's all all sorts stuck to this keyboard. Oh, and the headset.
Are you kitted out?
No, I need rubber gloves and a hairnet.
Your character, have you chosen one?
Can't you see me?
You're a vision in white, fair damsel.
Kevin, how chiselled, how minimalist.
My steed grows restless. He's a battle unicorn. Meet Raving Horn.
He's certainly wearing more than you.
Hop up. Mind the spikes.
Hey, what about me?
Oh, every man for himself, Ross. Sorry.
Where to, my lady?
Oh, Ross?
Every man for himself. Jane, remember?
Let me think. Dad said something about orcs.
Aha, Orc Canyon. Know it well. Yeah!
Right. Tickets booked, packing done. One last chance, Leonard. Then I'm off skiing on my own.
She's back. I can hear her moving.
I was an idiot to think you'd ever grow up.
You better go and...
We can't falter now, lad. Not while we're on the cusp. One more liver, and according to my level meter, that's it.
I'm done, sire. My hands are claw.
You have toiled heroically, my friend. Leave this last one to me. That's it. Oh, crap.
I have to go, Len. Ivy's back.
Vernon, no, wait.
Len? Are you in the loft?
She can't make the stairs. Her foot's all bandaged. Come in, love.
God.
Get down here now.
Oh, look at you two. Cozied up like a couple of lovebirds. She will drop you like a stone, mate, as soon as she gets
Ross, if you're talking, I can't hear you. We've turned up our headsets.
Fine. I don't need you anyway. I mean, how hard can it be? Let's see. Oi. Impressive beard. A dirty big mace. Massive suit of armour. Good to go.
Not that it's relevant, but your brother's about to find out...
Oh! I'm stuck!
...just how swampy this place can be.
As predicted. High five.
Always travel light in Asgard.
Feeling smug with yourself, Leonard, I'll bet. Well, I can assure you that...
I can explain.
You've got 10 seconds or our marriage is over. Do you hear? I'm leaving you, Len. This time for good.
That must be him.
Where?
There. Knee-deep in corpses with the massive axe strapped to his back. Dad!
Wait a minute. That's Brian Bloodaxe.
Yeah. Do you know him?
No, I may have touched base with him a time or two.
So you're friends?
No, not exactly. More like sworn enemies, really.
But he's my dad.
He's everything that's wrong with the gaming world.
You're just an ageist thug. Dad, it's me. Jane. Oh, why is he not answering?
No, he's probably AFK.
AFK?
Away from the keyboard.
No. I don't want you to kill him. Just... badger him a bit.
I'll do him the honour of making this quick.
What the hell were you thinking? How dare Patty, you go...
it's...
curtains is the word you're looking for.
No, I couldn't get
you're
to
obsessed.
You.
You're obsessed. At least you had work before.
If you'll just give me a chance.
What kind of a role model are you, eh? Look at him. Jane on a zero-hour contract to cost savers. Ross cold-calling for injury lawyers. Have you had an accident, madam? Yes, it's called our marriage. You might as well been up in the attic their whole
all
life.
All up to me, is it? What about you?
At least I've got a sense of responsibility. Not like them. Not like you, plodding through life.
You're right.
I can't even summon anger. It's just disappointment.
And Kevin was right, too. I am trying to compensate for my failure at life.
Who the hell is this Kevin?
Worship me, Dad.
We didn't see much of him. He was a soldier, as you know.
Yeah, you said.
Did good. Fought in a war, you know. Had respect.
Yes, and it's easy to blame.
Blame?
So, yes, Len, blame. I didn't get much attention as a kid, so you lot won't get any. You have to rise above...
I mean, there's nothing in life to tell you you're doing it right. But in a game, when you hear that chime and the message pops up, achievement unlocked, you're someone.
Someone we wanted with us.
It's not been my experience. I worshipped him. Generation envy, they call it. A war hero. How do you beat that?
By being there. By teaching your own that their choices aren't limited because of who they came from and who came before that. Otherwise, change would never happen. And it does, Len. Just maybe not by sitting at a keyboard fighting virtual wars.
You did once. With me. And liked it.
It was fun for about 5 minutes. Before you got all obsessed with swords and levelling up. I played because it was a way of getting your attention. The only way, it seemed.
Yeah, but...
And in some daft way, I thought we might be able to rediscover one another somehow. I don't know. I just wanted to see more than just the back of your head.
One last time. And that's it. I promise.
No, Len.
I need you, Patty. The sword.
No. This is it. What you did was crap. And it wasn't for us.
But it was.
Don't even. It was for you. To be somebody, to prove yourself to... Who? Certainly not your dad. Rest his soul. Your mates. This mysterious Kevin. Well, you proved one thing. That we aren't enough for you.
No, it's not true.
You made your choice. Fake for real, flesh and blood for pixels on a screen.
Why won't you listen?
It wasn't the kids who flew the nest. It's what we had in common, and I see it now. That vast space, cold and unwelcoming.
It's money for us, so we can do things.
I am doing something. Goodbye, Len.
Ross. Help me!
I'm stuck in this swamp, remember?
He's going to squish Dad!
Do not try to oppose me, weaklings!
Ross!
He's sitting at the side of you. Whack him in the nuts or something.
Well, he's opposite you.
Oh, and what's in it for me? An assault charge? No, thank you.
You'd let him kill your own father?
It's a game!
Well, the game just got real. It's Mum. Answer it, Ross! Tell her we need help.
Oh, fine.
Jane? Is that you?
Jane, is that you?
Oh, Dad, listen, there isn't much time. Mum, listen, there isn't much time.
Where are you?
I'm shielding you the best I can, Dad, but Kevin...
Who the chopping hell is Kevin?
Euthanizer.
Blood axe. Offspring as useless as the father, unsurprisingly.
Let me at him, Jane. He won't catch me out a second time.
Jane? If you can't spare 1 second to talk to me, I'm going. I just wanted to let you and Ross know...
Mum, wait! We're just helping Dad!
Where? I just left him.
Oh, in-game. We're at Spam Filter. Wait a sec. Left him?
Yes. It's over, love.
Not yet, it isn't. There's still...
No. I'm leaving.
What? But he needs us!
Jane, you're in the way!
Move aside, wench!
Oh, shut up, the both of you! And don't get up, Kevin!
I would stay down if I were you. A forceps scar comes out when she really means it.
What happened? Was that a valid game attack?
Oh, no, I cheated.
Good girl!
Mum's leaving.
I know.
And you're still there? Go after her!
You have to move aside, Jane.
Why? Are you stuck? You are, aren't you?
In a nutshell, yes!
So, me just standing here... Hemming you into the game scenery is all it takes.
I need to claim the dragon sword before Kevin.
Kevin is severely indisposed right now. He won't be claiming anything for quite some time. And nobody's going anywhere until we get this settled. Mum, where are you exactly? Mum?
She's gone. Oh, he does look quite green.
This is all your fault, Dad.
I know.
What have you done? What's this lunatic scheme she texted about?
Let me go, and I'll tell you.
Tell me anyway.
Look, I got it wrong with your mum, but I can put it right. There's still
ages since we've done this. You used to sit me on your knee in this cafe, remember?
Yeah. You hammering randomly on buttons while I fought off the invaders.
Are you crying?
You're a little saboteur even then. And where's your brother?
In a swamp. And sitting opposite me. Funny how we can be in two worlds at once.
Well, if you move back just a touch...
Easy.
I can reach my bugle of summoning. And Ross will appear like magic.
Well, quick! Ross, help me pin him to this rock.
He's crying. You are crying, aren't you, Dad?
No. A bit.
Might be a trap. Keep close. Nasal hair close.
Okay. As long as you don't mind swamp gunk.
Mum was right, you know. I'm so sorry.
Well, we are as well. Aren't we, Ross?
Are we?
Oh. Yes. For being so selfish and needy. Putting ourselves first all the time. No wonder Mum had
enough. No. It was all me. I mean, what's a bunch of money in comparison?
She really has gone, then?
Just some stupid sword to kill another million orcs with, even if it is worth 50 grand.
Whoa. 50?
50?
Grand? What is?
I never meant to be so distant. I'm sorry.
All right, we forgive you. Where's this 50 grand sword?
Yeah, where is it, Dad?
Well, it ought to have been right about there.
Fancy leaving this lying about. Or somebody might have cut themselves.
So this is what it's all been about.
Why didn't you say? We could have
helped.
I couldn't go skiing. Not when we were so close.
Well, touching as this little family scene is, it's time for you all to say goodbye.
You knew about the prize all along, didn't you?
Yep. I left all the organ grinding to you ancient monkeys.
How did you know where I'd be when I reached level 50?
But that's not too difficult, Grandad. Ever heard of a tracker? Trojan horse? Bit of keylog in here, bit of...
But then, last night, why attack me?
You were getting too far ahead for your own good. Had to piggyback. I needed more time.
Why's that?
Because my kick-ass rig kept overheating. So I had to come here, hoping to find you, then Tweedledum and Tweedledummer here turn up. Oh, what a bonus.
Get him, Ross. See how he hacks a punt.
I wouldn't advise that. You'll be ash before you get within an inch. And then the sword that kills all will still be mine. Tell them, Blood Axe.
He's right. We're history as far as our fortune goes. Which is why Kevin here has gone to all this trouble.
Yes, indeed. Of 50,000 game credits. What I can buy.
You mean pounds. 50,000 pounds. He means 50,000 pounds, doesn't he? Dad?
Oh, hang on. You didn't actually...
We could have had a car each.
What's that noise? Can you hear a noise?
Well, this is priceless. It only goes to prove there's one spawned every minute, or three in this case.
Make that four.
Whatever, it's game credits. How could anyone be so...
Is it me, or has it suddenly gone drafty?
You must be Kevin. I've heard a lot about you.
Mum!
Mum?
Brunhilde.
Are those tassels?
Yes, and they're spinning.
Counterclockwise.
Hold on to your hats, I'm coming in.
His face when you rocked up in that outfit.
His face?
Literally blew him away.
He nearly took my eye out.
My Brunhilde, a real blast from the past.
I was more adventurous back then.
You did save the day.
The best part was when we all teabagged him.
And threatened to put him on YouTube if he ever came back.
And the adventure continues. Thanks to you, my sweet.
Oh, get a room.
We fully intend to once we dropped you at your venues.
What computer did you use, Mum? I thought you sold your laptop.
The one that Dad said needed replacing. Nothing wrong with it, of course.
At PC Planet, we're very understanding about the refund. What I'd really like to ask, though, is why you came back?
Yeah, you seemed so final about it.
Well, I'd accused your dad of not teaching you anything, but I suppose I was wrong in a sense.
Why? What sense?
Well, maybe putting unrealistic goals on your kids is as bad as demanding nothing from them.
Yeah, it's not all about work ethic and overachieving.
Oh, you know.
What, you check out, Chim?
Ambulance chaser.
All right, you
I
two.
Suppose sometimes you have to plod, carve a niche, make your way bit by bit, especially nowadays. And you two, well, maybe you're like your dad in that way. Ploughing a not particularly rewarding furrow, but turning up every day when many choose not to. And when you're ready to follow your bliss, that determination and discipline, that willingness to last the course will stand you in good stead. That's the real treasure.
Oh, see how skillful she is with the backhanded compliments, Ross.
One more thing. Sick as your dad and me might be of you from time to time, too many families drift apart. Oh, there's Skype and Facebook to keep in touch by, but something else I realised when I arrived, all guns blazing, so to speak, and saw you in that group hug.
Oh, that wasn't...
Not now, Ross.
Is this, true as it always was, the family that plays together stays together.
We're here.
Proper graphics. No kick-ass rig needed. Just the eyes nature gave us.
Towering pines, the shimmering lake, softly scudding clouds. A faint musk of deer.
Oh, that'll be Ross. He hasn't showered in a week.
And the Blood Axe clan at my side. The only guild that matters, thanks to you, Brunhilde, and your burlesque skills.
Oh, no.
Speaking of which, did you remember to pack the bodies?
Oh,
TMI, Dad. TMI.
You have been listening to Brian Bloodaxe, Episode 2, written by Tony Foster, directed by Lauren Sturgis. Starring Anthony Bessick as Len and Brian Bloodaxe, D.G. Jones as Vernon and Vlad the Inhaler, Julie Root as Patty, Megan Porter as Jane, Tom Sturgis as Ross, and Charlie Hiscock as Kevin and the Euthanizer.